Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. It's Sam Crowley. It's the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. It's the Everyday Saturday Show. Welcome back. Hey, would you prefer to run in a pair of flip-flops or a pair of tennis shoes slash sneakers or whatever you call them in whatever part of the world? Some people call them tennis shoes. Some people call them sneakers. That's not the purpose of this podcast, though. That would be a shoe podcast. We're going to talk about why you would choose to run in a pair of flip-flops. All right, have you ever run in flip-flops? Yes. Yes, you have. If you've ever had kids, you probably have because it's the summertime. You take them to the park. You're wearing a pair of flip-flops, and they start running away from you, and you're like Forrest Gumping it all the way down the park trying to catch them, and you're like, ugh. Anyway, that's the metaphor I want to use for today. Most people that want to launch their brand, they start out of the gate, and they're running. But they don't have any shoes on, man. They got flip-flops on. They're really preventing themselves from running as fast as they can, or at least being comfortable, because those flip-flops represent low self-esteem, lack of confidence, thinking everything's got to be perfect in order to get going, and they hamstring themselves, man. They're all like, oh, I gotta know this. I gotta know that. I gotta get this. I gotta get that. No, you don't. You actually don't. You know what you need? You need a pair of shoes. Need a pair of tennis shoes to start running in because it's going to be a lot more comfortable. What would make this journey more comfortable for you? Well, let's see. A pair of flip-flops to me, when you go for your dream, which is the opposite of what you want to be running in, that would represent top of the list, always, the people that you associate with. Okay? If you want to go, and I remember Bob Proctor shared this on the interview I shared way back in the day on this show. Bob came on the show and he talked about, this is Bob Proctor, man, Bob freaking Proctor. This guy's 80-something years old. He's the godfather of personal development right now. And, you know, he had shared back in the 60s, he'd recorded some audio tapes, brought them over to a friend's house. He's just getting started, working as a fireman in Toronto. And he shared these personal development tapes, these inspirational tapes with a buddy of his. And his buddy laughed him out of his apartment. It's like, get this stuff out of here, Bob. This is stupid. Like, yeah, okay. And you know what? Bob let that percolate a little bit in his head. He could have went one of two directions. He could have said, well, you know what? He's right. This is stupid. I'll just stay being a fireman. Running this janitor service I got going on, I'm not going to really amount to much. This book that I've been reading called Think and Grow Rich, it's kind of dumb. Silly stuff, man. It doesn't work. Or he could have just said, you know what? Time to update the old friends list. You know, there's never a bad time. Let me tell you something. Tell you something right now, champion. There is never a bad time to perform a little bit of what we like to call relationship surgery, where you go in there and you kind of cut out a few people in your life that, you know, really aren't making the best decisions for you, or they're not empowering to you. They don't believe in what you're doing. They want to try to bring you down. Never a bad time to be doing that, okay? So number one, the flip-flops would be your associations. Who's the people that you're hanging around? What are you allowing them to do to you? Because you're allowing it. You know, I tell my kids all the time, you're either inviting drama into your life or you're creating it. One of the two. If you have drama in your life, you've invited it or you've created it yourself. Same thing with negative people. You've either invited them in or you've created that relationship. And it's like, no, you can't do that. All right, so that's running with flip-flops, number one. Number two is believing that you have to have all the answers before you get started. Remember we talked about yesterday building your skateboard, or a couple days ago building your skateboard, as opposed to building out the Range Rover? There's no way. It's impossible to have all the answers before you get started. Okay? Impossible means it is not possible. So why would you prevent yourself from getting started if you don't have all the answers? You know, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you prevent this really great movement from getting launched just because you need to have every single I dotted and every T crossed? You don't. Nobody ever does. Build it. Jump off the cliff, build the parachute on the way down. You know, that's half the fun anyway. If I can tell you how many times I've launched a product, a membership site, or anything, and not had, you know, the end about, well, what's everything going to look like? How's it going to be structured? This one I'm putting together in a couple of days. We're launching Saturday, November 2nd at 12 noon. I still don't have a domain name. If I was any kind of marketer, I would have that for you. Look, let me just stop right now. If you want to get access to my membership podcast course, okay, you got to get on my email list. It's just, it's the best way to do it. Go to everydayisaturday.com, put your name and email in. If you're listening to this anytime on or around November 2nd, 2019. So go ahead and get on my email list. I'll email it to you. 90% off how to create, how to grow, and how to monetize your very own podcast. All right, go to everydayisaturday.com, put your name and email in, and you'll be notified when it goes live Saturday, November 2nd, 12 noon Eastern time. But even this thing that I'm putting together, the content's pure gold, but I sent an email out to my list today. You might have received it if you were on the list. It says, hey, here's what we're doing, okay? You're getting 90% off this thing for a reason, because it's like you moved into your apartment and there's no blinds on the windows. There's no furniture in the apartment. The apartment's in a great location. It's going to be solid gold by the time we're done furnishing it, but that's what you're buying right now. And I've got 10 videos for you to go through right now when we launch, and we're going to add to it. You're going to be inside my Facebook group, Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, and entrepreneurs. You're going to be giving me feedback, what you love, what you don't love, and I'm going to build the course out, and then I'll sell it for $1,000 when it's ready to be sold for $1,000. Okay? Setting proper expectations for your market is easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. And if you don't do it, then you're going to run into issues with people that want a refund or like, I don't think this really works, because the expectations weren't set. Okay? And that's really with anything. Go to a restaurant. Is the expectation this is fast food or is this fine dining? You know, the expectations when you walk into McDonald's is a lot different than when you walk into Morton Steakhouse. Okay, two different experiences, and they set the expectation properly. Just do that with whatever it is that you want to launch right now. It's never going to be perfect. Even if you spent the next 40 years working that specific thing, it's not ever going to be perfect. So don't stress about it being that way. All right, and then set the expectation up front. Say, hey guys, I'm just getting started. Hey, it's my first speaking gig. Hey, it's my first product, my first membership site, it's my first restaurant, whatever it is. And then once you set that expectation, people are great, man. They're very forgiving. They're very tolerant. They just need to know. Wouldn't you want to know the rules of the game before you start playing? I do. You know, you sit down, you play Monopoly. Hey, what's the rules of this game? You play Scrabble. Hey, I need to know the rules, and I'll follow the rules. The same way with expectations. People are very forgiving. They're very tolerant. They actually want to cheer you on. If they're part of your tribe, they want you to succeed, and they believe they're helping you succeed. So give them an opportunity to do that. You know, quit running from success. Let success run to you and chase you down, okay? Set the expectations. Let people know, I'm brand new at this thing. This is what I have to offer. This is the benefit. This is the result. This is the pain that I alleviate. And just go with it, you know, and quit torturing yourself over it having to be perfect. And don't run with the flip-flops on. All right, those are the top two things. Let's just stop with those. The people you associate with and this disease to please of having this thing needs to be perfect is crazy, man. Don't do that to yourself. So many people do that. Perfect is never going to happen. Give me 50% of perfect every time, and that's way better than 100% of getting nothing done, because 100% of zero, by my calculations, is still zero, okay? Don't run with flip-flops on. Get those tennis shoes on, man. Lace them on tight and start running. It's a great race to run. I'm not saying you're not going to be tired. I'm not going to say you're not going to trip a couple times. I'm not going to say you're not going to be exhausted. But man, when you finish, but you got to get started to finish. Would you agree with that statement? You must get started in order to finish. So lace up those tennis shoes and let's get after it and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.